Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. As we always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. And I'm glad that this is the day that God has made, because, you know, as I said many of times, we can find so many things to that we can complain about. Yeah, we can complain about a lot of things, but when you know for one shadow of a doubt that it was only God that woke us up this morning and started us on this glorious way, he didn't have to do it, but he did, and thank God he did, because he have allowed us to see another day. That's something to be grateful for. So I want to welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And let me just remind you, if you desire prayer, our prayer line is always open for you. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. Our prayer line is always open to pray for you. You got a problem? God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Whatever you're going through, I know without one shadow of a doubt that if two of us, as the scripture says, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, the Bible said he would do it for them. And when you call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line, what we'll do, we'll pray and come in agreement with you, touching and agreeing that God will fix your problem, because we know that God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Remember that when you need prayer, call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line at 803-317-4457. Also, join me on Old School 1029. That's Old School 1029. You can hear me every first and third Sunday at 1:30 and then 7:30 a.m. in the morning, which is next Sunday, 7:30 a.m. in the morning. You can hear me on Old School 1029. You can go to cborangeberry.com, that's cborangeberry.com, and click on Old School 1029, listen live. This fifth Sunday, I'll be there at 7:30 a.m. in the morning.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Behold, he
day of your servant Moses, righteous being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and thorn, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare the way of the Lord.
Behold,
Elijah. And boy, I tell you what, Julia Jacobs can surely enough sing that song, The Day of Elijah. We are living in those days that God is going to raise up some Elijahs. And when I think about that, I think about the prophet Elijah when the sons of Baal, they was trying to figure out who was the real God. and they find out that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was the true and the living God. We are living in the days of Elijah. Well, I hope so far you're enjoying that song. I tell you what, I'm enjoying that. just came on, but I tell you what, I am enjoying Julie Jacob, the Day of Elijah. Boy, and I tell you what, she can sing that song under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And when she sings, you can feel the very presence of God. And boy, I tell you, sometimes being over here in the studio, it make you want to have a praise break and just shout around this little studio that I have right here. But it's a blessing to be able to come on this station. And don't forget now, again, that if you're in need of prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The prayer line telephone number is 803-317-4457. 803-317-4457.
This song is for all my worshipers. I mean the one that really loves that glorious name of Jesus. He has all power in his hand. And come on, we're going to sing about it right now. Clap your hands with us. Say it like this. There is a name.
There is a name.
It's a glorious name.
A glorious name that I adore.
And you know what it deserves?
It's deserving our praise.
He deserves all of our praise because he's done marvelous things. And I like this. It brings calm to every one of my fears. And it helps me to weather every storm. And you give the strength. That's why we tell them
no name
is greater. Come on, say it, y'all. Do y'all believe that?
Revelation
to your situation.
Yes, like no other. Well, he ain't like no other. We ain't nothing can be compared unto him. There's none like him in all of the earth. And we thank God because we know that our God is worthy to be praised. And if you agree, somebody say amen and amen. Well, again, it's a blessing to be right here on Blob Talk Radio and coming to you from the studios of the Spoken Word Radio Station. Well, you know, my desire is for you that go through specific things in life. It doesn't matter what you're going through. I pray that God would minister to you. And not only I pray that he ministered to you, but I pray that when you're at your lowest and when you're going through whatever you go through, just remember these words. God can do all things. God can do. Not some things. God can do all things. And guess what? There is no failure in our God. No failure. You know, the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away. He said, but my word will never fail. Let me tell you, anytime God says something, you can take it to the bank and you can know for sure that he will come through. Not some of the time. All the time. God is willing and he is able to fix anything that you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're going through in life. Doesn't matter what kind of directions you need from him. It doesn't matter what the financial problem is. Our God can, and our God is willing. Now, there's something that he asks of us. And the Bible says, in Scripture, the Bible says in Psalms 91, if you call upon me, I will answer you and I will deliver you. That's all he asks of you. God's line is never busy. Let me say it again. You might call your friends when you're going through and their line is busy. Or you try to call one of your friends that you haven't talked to in a long time and you find out that their phone has been disconnected. But God's line, his line of communication, is never busy. The Bible said, if you call on me, that's all he asks you to do, just call on me. You know, sometimes we call on everything but God. When we need something, we call. When we're sick, we call the doctor. When we need some money, we call our mama, our daddy, or somebody we know that can help us. We call other people for other things. But when it comes down to God, he's the last person that we call. They had a song that says, if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. Oh, he does answer prayer. It might not seem like he answered prayer, but God is a prayer-answering God. And God always deliver on what he says. So that's one good thing I can say about God. There's a lot of things I can say about him, but that's one thing I want to talk to you about. God always deliver on what he says. You can always take God at what he said. There is no failure in God. No failure. Now, I have many people that have failed their own selves. Somebody is upset about their own selves. Have low self-esteem about their own selves. But God never fails. He said, call upon me, and I will answer you. Not just I'm not asking you to call me and I don't pick up the line. You know, some people, I will never forget when they started the caller ID. They ain't always had caller ID. A lot of people start ducking the bill collector and they didn't want to talk to certain people, so they would have a caller ID. So when their number appeared, they didn't answer. Well, let me just say to you, if you call upon God in the day of your trouble, He will answer you. You ain't got to worry about Him not answering. He's going to answer. Now, one thing I love about God, millions upon millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of people can be talking to Him at the same time, and He don't get confused. He knows who's talking to Him. He knows the situation in which they're going through. And all He says to us, if you're going to call on me, Scripture says in the book of, I believe that's the book of Luke, that says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God says to you that if you just come to Him, just call on Him. Come to Him. He gonna give you rest, because when you call upon Him, He said He will deliver you. And then He turn around and say, if you come to me, not only will I deliver you, He said, you that are carrying those heavy burdens, the load that is very hard to handle, He says, I'm going to give you rest. In your calling upon God, He is going to give you rest. Can you stand some rest from your problems? Can you stand some rest from all the heartaches and grief, sickness and disease, financial problems, whatever the situation and whatever the problem is, can you use some rest? Well, God offered that rest to you. And as He offers you the rest, as you call on Him, He offers something else to you. He offers you peace. I like the song that says, "Give Me That" by Kurt Franklin. And it says, "Give me that joy that I can't explain, and the extra peace that eases the pain." When you call on Him, He said, "I'm going to deliver you." First of all, He said, if you call on me, I will answer. I'm not going to annoy you. I'm going to answer you. I haven't forgotten you. This is what God is saying. I haven't forgotten you. All I ask you to do is call on me. And when you call, I will answer. It feels good when you call somebody when you're in trouble and they answer the phone. God said, when you call upon me, I'm going to answer, but that ain't the only thing I'm going to do. I'm going to deliver you. And if you come to me, not only am I going to answer, and not only am I going to bring you out of that situation, but I'm going to give you some rest from that problem. And not only am I going to give you a rest, but I'm going to give you some peace that eases the pain when you just don't know what to do. I called upon the Lord, David said, and He heard my cry. God hears your cry. Is there anybody listening to me? God will answer your cry. Call on Him. And in your calling on Him, in Him answering you, in him delivering you, in him giving you rest. In him, not only does giving you rest, but giving you that peace that ease your pain. And may I add, he's a God that not only answers, and the reason why he answers, because he told us in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loves you. And when you're going through, you need to know who really cares about you. God says, I care. I love you. So my word of encouragement to you, that when you're in your time of trouble, when you don't know what to do and who to turn to, call on God, because his line is never busy. I hope what I said has been an encouragement to you, and I pray that it would encourage you to go the extra mile.
My help comes from you, everybody say. are my refuge and strength.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, all of my help comes from the Lord. When you don't know who to turn to, you can always remember that our help comes from the one, as David said in Psalms 121, I lift up my eyes towards the hills, from where come of my help. For my help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. All of your help comes from the Lord. And you know what? That's something important to know, because when you're going through something, you need to know who you can call on when you need help. And not only who to call on, but who's going to answer the phone when you're trying to communicate with them. Who is going to be that person that's going to show you that they really care? And his name is Jesus. All your help comes from him. I pray that what we have said on this program today have been a blessing to you. And not only a blessing, but I pray that everything we said, that you'll take what we have said and apply it to your problem, your situation. And remember, you can always call on him, because his line is never busy. And he gave you some promises that when you call on him, he already told you that if you called on him, that he would answer. That's one of his problems, promise to you. I will answer you. Every time you call, I'll answer. I will deliver you. I will deliver me. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to bring you out of that situation. Then he tells us, as he gives another promise to us, that if you come to me and bring that heavy burden that you've been carrying, I will give you rest. But the key is, you got to come to me. You got to come to Jesus. Then he gives us another promise, that not only will he give you rest, but he'll give you that peace that eases the pain. He offered that to you. And then he offers you not only the peace, but he says to you, I love you. I won't forsake you. I will be there, even unto the end of the world. That's something to be grateful for. And not only to be grateful for, but it's something that you can take the rest of your life and say, you know what? I know where my help comes from. It comes from the Lord.
See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
Got some scars. in spite of the rest. He still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony. In spite of the storm and rain,
in spite of the storm and rain,
heartache and pain,
I'm still alive, declaring
that I made it through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss,
and
a major cost.
But I never lost.
Yes, I made it. That is song is called My Testimony. Marvin Sapp. You know, when we listen to that song that Marvin Sapp tells us something, and that was a testimony of how when he went through one of the most horrible times in his life, God sustained him. And sometimes when you go through, sometimes you wonder, are you going to make it? And the song say, I made it. God brought me through. Well, let me tell you, it's only going to be him that's going to bring you through anyhow, because he is the only one that is well qualified to fix your problem. You can't fix it. You're not qualified. Nobody else that can try to help fix it, but never solve the problem. But when you give it to the one that is qualified, and I like to add well qualified, he fixes our problems and situations and bring us out of the problem. As the scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. I pray that you are being blessed so far on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. And I pray that that message that I spoke on, our inspirational message, has been a blessing to you. If you didn't hear it, just go back and listen to it after this show is over. And you can listen to it as many times as you want. And I pray as you listen to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, I pray that the Holy Spirit would touch and minister to you. I pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit would rest upon you and show you that he is a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that there is nothing too hard for him, for God to do. And whatever you need, I pray that he will supply it in the name of Jesus. And I pray for every person that's listening to me right now. I want to pray this prayer. Father, I pray for every person. You said it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord. We need your spirit. We need you to come through for us. Oh, my Father, touch and minister to every person that comes and listens to this show. He said, because of the anointing, it shall destroy every yoke. Let every yoke be destroyed. I pray, Father, that you would touch and heal bodies, those that are going through marriage problems, financial problems, those that are going through their kids' problems and all other problems and other things that they need direction for, places, God, they are waiting on you to give them the answer. I pray that you touch and minister to them. God, I pray that today would be a day that you would minister to them. Today, let it be the day, God, that you would perform that miracle for them. Father, we thank you right now because of our testimony and saying we made it down. And looked like there was no end to the problem. You brought us through. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for everything you have done. Bless those that are listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
Aristocratic.
Listen, the goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there is power when you speak.
Be mindful
of the words you release. See,
I know
that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release.
Thank you.
see, I know that life has thrown you some curves, but the king in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no king in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. Inner king, and I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem, but I came to tell you that there is a king. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you. If there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king. Hey, let the king rejoice. Let the king rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king in you.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king
is in you. Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king.
Hey, hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here. Embrace your king. Embrace your king. There is a king. Over here, embrace your king. Embrace your king. Out there, embrace your king. There is a king. There is a king.
There is a king in you.
Hey, hey, hey. I know that life has made you feel bad about yourself. I know that some of the things you've been through has made you feel bad about yourself. But you need to know that there is a ruler in you. There is what has happened. The enemy has tricked you and made you feel like that you are beneath. He's tricked you and made you feel like that you are a borrower and never will be a lender. But Donald Lawrence came to tell you that there is a king in you. There is a king in you.
There is a king in you. I can't stress it enough. There is a king living in you. Rule, ruler, rule. Speak, king, speak. Stand, king, stand. Take control, king, take control. Rule, rule, rule. You have dominion. There's a king living in you.
Yes, there is a king in you. You know one thing about the enemy. Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Who do you think he's talking about? The devil. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So he don't want you to know that there is a king in you. He'll make you have low self-esteem about yourself and make you think that you ain't nobody and nobody cares about you. You know, he'll try to make you not even know your identity in God. Every child of God has an identity in God. But Daryl Lawrence encourages us that there is a king in you. That king has given you power and authority. That king has given you to rule, to have dominion. And I think when you're listening to that song, it'll make you really reevaluate yourself and say, I am what God says I am, and I can have what God says I can have. And sometimes we don't know what God is saying. You know why? Because we're not reading. We're not doing what the scripture says in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. When you know the truth, says one cannot be free unless he knows the truth. And you should know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But as Daryl Lawrence says, that the enemy don't want you to know who you are. No. I am a child of the living God, and what God has, it belongs to me. And Psalms 103, right in the Bible, Psalms 103, who forgives all our iniquity, who heals all our diseases, and he daily loads us, the Bible says, with blessings. Bible says that, you know, he have blessed us with all spiritual gifts. You got to know who you are in God. You know, knowing who you are in God means a whole lot. And I pray that you was encouraged by that song. Every time I listen to that song, I'm always encouraged. And I pray that you was encouraged also. Now, if you have a testimony, if you've been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and this show has been a blessing to you, you've been uplifted, you know, the messages has really ministered to you, I want you to give me a call at this radio station so we can hear the testimony. Put it over the ear so other people can hear your testimony. The Bible says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The telephone number right here at the radio station is 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901. Call me at the radio station. You get a testimony of you've been listening to this radio program, and the inspirational messages have been a blessing to you, or the songs in which we have been playing has been a blessing to you. Call me. I want to hear that testimony. As I said, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. There's somebody out there need to hear that testimony, because we want to know what is God doing for you. This is our purpose for being on this radio station, to minister to those that are hurting, minister to those that are not hurting, but they just, you know, need that extra encouragement, that extra boost. Well, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show is here for you. Yes, he turned it. Well, he always turns things around when we put our trust in him. The Bible says God is a very present help in the time of trouble. And when you put your trust in him and believe that he can fix the problem for you, what does God do? He turns things around. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God. That he that come to God must believe that he is the water of those that diligently seek him. And the good thing about it is when you trust him, he turns things around. Well, my time is almost up here, and I'm afraid that, again, what we have said has been a blessing to you. Don't forget to join me tomorrow. And, of course, our time is going to be changing on our radio program. Instead of at 12 noon, we're going to be coming on at 2 o'clock. And we'll let you know more about that in the coming days. But join me tomorrow at 12 noon. May God bless you. And remember, as we go off the air, remember these words. If you call on Jesus, his line will never be busy, and he has made a promise to you that he will never leave you nor forsake you, but be there always, even unto the end of the world. And he promised that when you call on him, he will answer, and he will deliver you out of your problems. May God bless you. Remember now, the prayer line is open to pray for you. The telephone number at the prayer line is 803-317-4457. That prayer line is always open to pray for you. Whatever the problem or situation is, give Pastor Kenneth Morgan's ministry prayer line a call.
Let me hear the worshipers.
Hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah. God.
You are God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and
praise.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Come on, clap them hands.